Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Welcome to our weekly podcast right here at the Assets and Aging website. Glad to have you with us. Make sure you scroll around our website, my website, and take a look at all the information that's available. Sign up for my next workshop, my newsletter. Send me an email. Become a member, a subscription member. Lots of interesting stuff. If you're not on my newsletter list, you missed out on my newsletter this week, which was a video newsletter. So spend some time on the website where you're listening to this podcast and enjoy the information that's available and sign up for a membership. When you get a membership, you're going to get information to over 20 videos, a special newsletter, special events, special offers, special whatever. And if you subscribe to the highest level of subscription, you also get a free book. And if you want the book autographed by me, I'll do that too. So lots of information on this website. Make sure you listen to it, you play around in it, review it, look at it, see my archived radio shows, archived podcasts, my other articles, my blogs. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Assets and Aging / Facebook. And you can go there, and we're always updating articles. I'm always writing stuff. Lots of ways for you to stay informed right here on Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Make sure you take a look at all the disclaimers at the bottom of the page. I have to tell you all the things that I'm not. Let me get to the subject today. It's simple. What if there was a test for Alzheimer's? Well, there may be. If you followed the news in the last couple days, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal and an article somewhere else, I can't remember where, on a potential breakthrough on a blood test for Alzheimer's. And on discovering the mutation in, I forget which gene, that causes people to have a propensity toward Alzheimer's. That one was in the Wall Street Journal. But if you looked up Alzheimer's genetic test, if you Googled that, or if you Googled Alzheimer's blood test, you'd come up with the recent articles. I think I referenced them on my Facebook page. So go to my Facebook page. Again, Assets and Aging / Facebook, and you'll probably see them referenced there and my comments on them. But what if there was a blood test? What if there was a test for Alzheimer's? Would you take it? That's the real issue here, folks. If there was a test that said you were going to die in 3 days from cancer, would you take the test? It just because you know something doesn't make it better. So let's assume for a moment you could take a test, a genetic test, and it would tell you if you have the gene mutation that makes it 30% more likely that you're going to have Alzheimer's. What would you do? If you've got a 70% chance you're not going to have it, what would you do? What would you do with that information? People talk all the time, it's about the information. Yeah, it's about the information, but it's also about what would you do with the information? I think we need to tread really carefully when we read this stuff. First of all, it may or may not be true. All of this stuff is in the early stages. None of it's been proven. None of it's on the commercial marketplace yet. Although there are some interesting things in the Wall Street Journal article from the other day about the genetic testing. But what if you knew? What if you were 22 years old and you knew? Would you get married? Would you have kids? Would you lead a normal life? What would you do? What if you were 55 years old and you knew? What would you do? How would your life be different? What would you do differently? Would it be better or would it be worse because you had the information? You know, one of the things people have argued about all the time is what if you knew what was in your future? Would that always be, philosophers have been raging about that for years. If you knew what was going to happen in the next 10 years to you, what would you do? Might be good information, might be bad information. What if you knew that one of your children was going to develop a disease or die? What if you knew that your spouse was going to be in an accident 10 years from now? What would you do? Simply having the information doesn't mean it's necessarily a good thing. All future news is not necessarily good news. So as this stuff starts to happen, and it's just been happening recently, just within the last few days, with Alzheimer's, I think we should tread carefully and be certain we know what we're going to do with this information. What if that became part of the normal blood test and it affected your ability to get health insurance or to get a job? Because what if somebody didn't want to invest in you because they knew that you had a higher likelihood of developing dementia on the job? I think all of this, we should be looking at it and we should be observing it and we should be interested in it, but I think we should be really careful about making broad general assumptions about exactly what this news means and what it's going to mean to us as a society. I think it has enormous political implications, sociological implications, economic implications. There are going to be companies that are going to get very wealthy off of this if it happens, and they may not always have everybody's best interest in heart in making sure this stuff is available. So as you read articles in the next few days, as you go find stuff out about new possible blood tests for Alzheimer's and genetic testing for Alzheimer's, I politely suggest you be cautious and you make sure you understand the implications of where this is going and what you would do and what you would do if you had that information. I don't have those answers. I just know that this is all of a sudden in the last few days come to the forefront kind of at the same time. And so I think it's something you should pay attention to. I hope you get me. You got my new newsletter and you like the video newsletter. But as you read more and more and more about testing to see about our propensity or our possibility of knowing in advance that we're going to develop Alzheimer's, I think we should be careful with that information. And as a society, I think we should understand the implications of knowing that. Thanks so much for joining me here today on my podcast, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Serious subject, serious questions. I think they require serious thought and serious decision making. Again, thanks for joining me. I hope I see you at an upcoming workshop. Get to my website, sign up for a membership, sign up for the newsletter, but stay informed and join me here every Wednesday at noon, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.